大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters.
今天早上跟大家一起来学习神的奥秘，就是耶稣。
This morning, we'd like to study the topic, the mystery of God is Jesus.
请我们来看哥罗西书。
Let's turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书的第二章。
Colossians chapter 2.
哥罗西书第二章。
Colossians 2.
第二节
Verse 2
要叫他们的心得安慰因为爱心互相联络以致丰丰足足在悟性中有充足的信心使他们真知道神的奥秘就是基督第三节
3
所积蓄的一切智慧知识都在它里面藏着
That their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, and attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
这里保罗对哥罗西教会的信徒有一个目标，勉励他们。
Paul shared a goal for the Colossians.
就是希望他们能够真知道。神的奥秘就是基督。
In order that they may understand, the mystery of God is Jesus.
圣经说神是一个灵。
The Bible tells us that God is a spirit.
虽然他充满宇宙万物，但是他看不见、摸不到。
Although he fills the entire universe and all living things, and yet he is invisible and intangible.
所以要认识神就很困难。
Therefore, it becomes difficult to know God.
要相信他更难
and to believe in him becomes even more difficult
但是除非我们对神有很清楚的认识不然我们的信仰很容易改变
unless we have a very clear understanding of God otherwise our faith will deviate
那怎么去认识神
how do we understand God
有两个重要的方法
there are two ways to go about it
在创世纪的第一章第一节说起初神创造天地
In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, tells us that in the beginning, God created the universe.
所以在罗马书里面说，神的存在，神跟神的本性是明明可知的。
In the book of Romans, it tells that God, existence and his doings are very visible to all of us.
因为借着他创造的万物，叫你没有办法说没有神。
Because through his creations, we cannot but acknowledge that there is a God.
而且知道神很伟大
and we know the awesomeness of God
所以在神的创造当中我们了解神的能力无限
through God's creations we understand that his power is infinite
在他的创造当中我们看到神的智慧无限
through his creations we see that his wisdom is infinite
在他的创造当中我们了解神的爱无限
through his creation we also know that his love is infinite
那如果我们对神要再进一步的了解
If we wish for a further understanding of God
那就要进到从主耶稣来认识神
Then we have to understand God through Jesus Christ
所以约翰福音第一章第一节说太初有道
In John chapter 1 verse 1 tells us that in the beginning there was word
道与神同在道就是神
The word was with God and the word was God
那道成肉身
And the word became flesh
道成肉身就是神成为人
The word became flesh means that God became a human being
那约翰福音又说从来没有人看见神
And the book of John also tells us that never has anyone seen God
只有父怀里的独生子将他表明出来
Except the only son begotten through him who reveals God
就是主耶稣把神表明出来
It means that Jesus Christ reveals God
因此那个看不见的神就借着主耶稣把它表明出来
So we see the invisible God is revealed through Jesus Christ
所以在第一章的十五节他说爱只是不能够看见神的像
And chapter 1 verse 15 tells us that the loving
对哥罗西书第一章十五节
Colossians chapter 1 verse 1 tells us that
十五节
verse 15
爱子是那不能看见神的像。
That he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation.
因此我们要认识神，要从认识主耶稣开始。
In order to understand God, we must begin with understanding of Jesus Christ.
那我们在想，为什么我要对主耶稣认识很深？
Now we may question why we need to have a deep understanding of Jesus Christ.
好，我们现在回来看第二章。
Let's turn to Colossians 2.
第四节。
Verse 4.
我说的话，免得有人用花言巧语迷惑了你们。
Now this I say, lest anyone should deceive you with persuasive words.
就说有的人很有口才。
It means that many people are eloquent.
然后你跟他对话之后，我们对自己的信仰就动摇。
After you have a dialogue with him, then our faith becomes shaken.
那这个就是受迷惑。
And that means we have been misled.
比方说，魔鬼要打败亚当。
We don't need to say that Satan wanted to defeat Adam.
那魔鬼不是跟亚当对话。
Satan did not talk directly to Adam.
魔鬼对夏娃对话。
Instead, he had a dialogue with Eve.
那经过对话之后，这个夏娃对神的话的了解就改变了。
We see after the communication with devil, Eve began to change her understanding of God.
然后她到最后，她就离开了神。
So finally, she departed from God.
所以这种就是迷惑。
And we can see this is a kind of misguided.
因此第二章第四节说，我说这个话就是对基督要认识，免得我们的信仰被迷惑。
Verse 4 says, Now I say this, lest anyone should deceive you through persuasive words.
那这个信仰的迷惑会产生什么影响？
How can a misguided faith result in any kind of consequence?
就是如果我们信仰的这个纯度改变的话，到底会有什么影响？
It means after our purity of faith is altered, how would that impact us?
我们现在看哥林多后书十一章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多后书十一章。
Second Corinthians chapter 11.
第二节。
Verse 2.
我为你们起的愤恨，源自神那样的愤恨，因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。
For I am jealous for you with godly jealousy, for I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
我们受洗就是婚约的开始。
After we were baptized, it marks the beginning of a marriage.
主耶稣是新郎，我们是新妇。
Lord Jesus Christ is the bridegroom, and we are the bride.
所以这里叫做许配一个丈夫。
This is why the verse says here that I have betrothed you to one husband.
那结婚，那个主耶稣再来那天就是婚宴。
And on the day of Lord Jesus' second coming, that will be the day of the wedding banquet.
因此这个婚姻的存在是主耶稣爱我们，那我们也要对主耶稣有爱。
Because there is this wedding in place, Lord Jesus loves us, we need to reciprocate the love.
那一个婚姻最宝贵的是什么？
What is the most important thing in a marriage?
这里说，把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。
Here says that I may present you as chaste virgin to Christ.
所以这个贞洁的童女这是最宝贵的。
The most valuable aspect of a marriage is a chaste virgin.
那么保罗用这个来做比喻。
And Paul likened this to a parable.
在讲我们是基督的心腹，基督会嫉妒的，如果我们的信仰不纯。
He compares us to a bride of Christ.And Lord Jesus is very jealous if we are impure in our faith.
好，所以第二节说，我为你们起的愤恨，中文翻作愤恨，英文叫 jealous， jealous 翻过来就是嫉妒。
This is why in verse 2 it says, I am jealous for you with godly jealousy.
那什么叫信仰不纯？
What does it mean to have impure faith?
我们看第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
假如有人来另传一个耶稣，不是我们传过的。或者你们另受一个灵，不是你们受过的；或者你们另得一个福音，不是你们所得的。你们容让他就罢了。
For if he who comes preaches another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if you have received a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it.
所以在保罗那个时代也有人来传耶稣。
We see even in Paul's time there were people preaching Jesus.
但是他对主耶稣的认识跟解释跟神启示保罗的不一样。
But their understanding and the teaching of Jesus is vastly different from Paul's.
那有人来也介绍另外一个灵，他有灵界的体验。
There were others who came and introduced another spirit who had experiences.
但是那个灵啊，跟保罗啊带给他们所认识、所得到的灵不一样。
But we see this spirit differs from Paul's spirit and his experiences.
那或者另外一个福音
，or a different gospel.
啊，就是对得救道理的解释啊，跟神启示保罗不同。
Which means the gospel of salvation is different or interpretation is different from Paul's revelation from God.
那如果这个信仰这样改变了，虽然他信耶稣，他也说他有圣灵，他也说他接受福音，但是这个信仰已经不存了。
If a faith is altered in such a way, even though they claim to believe in God and Jesus Christ, but the faith is already adulterated.
那这个不存的信仰就是失去那个要结婚这个童女的贞洁。
To become impure in the faith means that they are no longer a chaste virgin in the eyes of Christ.
那神就会嫉妒。
And Jesus will become very jealous.
所以我们要持守信仰的纯正哦，我们跟神的关系啊才会非常的亲密。
So, well, in order to attain a very close relationship with God, we have to ensure we have a pure faith.
那为着持守信仰的纯正，所以我们要认识基督。
In order to maintain the undefiled faith, we need to understand Christ.
因此，这样我们信仰才不会被动摇、被迷惑。
In such way, our faith will remain unshaken and will not be misguided.
那在当时的世代他们信仰的迷惑是什么
？So, what kind of persuasions were existed in those days?
好，我们现在回来看第二章哥罗西书。
Let's turn back to Colossians chapter 2.
哥罗西书的第二章第八节。
Colossians 2 verse 8.
你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学跟虚空的妄言，不是照着基督，乃是照着人间的遗传跟世上的小学，就把你们掳去了。
Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit.According to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ.
啊，这英文说 cheat 啊，就是说被骗了或者被抓走了。
To cheat, it's mentioned here to cheat us.
那这里就提到另外一套的学说。
And it mentions another set of philosophy.
啊，这是人的理学还有虚空的妄言。
And these are based on the man's tradition and to the basic principles of the world.
下面说是人间的遗传跟世上的小学。
So human philosophy and worldly traditions.
好，那这个跟我们对主耶稣的认识有什么不同
？So how does this differ from our understanding of Christ?
这是很大的不同。
Of course, there's a vast difference.
我们对主耶稣的认识是从启示来的。
Our understanding of Christ is through revelation.
所以。神打开我们的心，然后我们就能够认识他。
When God opens our heart, we are able to understand Him.
因此，第二节说，充充足足在悟性中有充足的信心。
This is why it says that in verse 2, we can attain to all riches of the full assurance of understanding in the knowledge and mystery of God.
所以，这个信仰不是盲信的，就是你解释不出来，你没有办法去想一套道理，那个叫做盲信，或叫做迷信。
Our faith is not just blind faith or superstition, something that we cannot explain.
这里说我们的信心是在悟性中，在理性里面有充足的信心。
It says here, our faith is based on full knowledge and to attain full faith.
那这个悟性从哪里来？
Where does this understanding come about?
我们看第一章的第九节。
Chapter 1, verse 9.
第一章第九节。
Colossians 1 verse 9.
因此自从我们听见的日子就为你们不住的祷告祈求愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
英文说 spiritual understanding, 属灵的领悟力。
This is spiritual understanding.
这个就是从圣灵来的。
comes from the Holy Spirit.
所以很多人到教会里面来听道理，他觉得听不懂。
A lot of people, when they come to hear the sermons in the church, they may not, they fail to understand.
And then, 但是后来, 啊, 他祷告求圣灵,
but later on, they pray for the Holy Spirit.
那得到圣灵, 他就听得懂。
Once they receive the Holy Spirit, their understanding is clarified.
啊, 那听得懂以后啊, 他就觉得很有兴趣。
Once they understood, they become very interested.
我最近在一次灵恩会里面有听到一个信徒在见证。
Recently, in a spiritual convocation, I heard a member testifying.
就是他先生没有信,
which is this sister's husband did not believe.
他很希望他先生信,
and she longed for her husband to become a believer.
但是他先生跟着他来，他觉得有一件事情他没有办法帮助，就是每次聚会都打瞌睡。
But there's one thing that she cannot help her husband because during each and every sermon, her husband would doze off.
其实有的灵会道理讲得很好。
And even when the sermon speaker delivers a wonderful sermon,
但是他现在还是打瞌睡。
But her husband continues to doze off.
为什么？听不懂。
Why is that? Because he failed to understand.
他就很迫切为他先生祷告。
Therefore, she prayed very earnestly for her husband.
这很奇妙哦, 后来他先生得胜。
And amazingly, later her husband received the Holy Spirit.
那得圣灵以后，聚会就不会打瞌睡。
And ever since he received the Holy Spirit, he never dozed off during sermons.
为什么不会打瞌睡？他听得懂。
Why not? Because he could understand now.
所以一个人对这个道理，听得懂听不懂，不是说你在世上聪明不聪明，跟这个没有关系。
So whether a person understand or fail to understand the knowledge of God, it doesn't depend on our worldly intelligence.
这完全是。 在属灵上，我们有没有那领悟力？
But it totally depends on whether we have the spiritual understanding.
那属灵的领悟力是从圣灵来的。And
this spiritual understanding is comes from the Holy Spirit Himself.
所以我们的信心是根据我们对神的话的了解，用这个领悟力去了解，这样来建立的。
So our faith is built upon our spiritual understanding of God's words.
这个叫第二章，在悟性中有充足的信心。
And this is what it means in chapter 2, it mentions to have full understanding and knowledge in the mystery of God.
那让你们真知道神的奥秘就是基督。
So that we truly understand the mystery of God is Jesus Christ.
因此人得到圣灵之后，不断地去追求，他对主耶稣的认识就会越来越清楚。
Well, once a person receives the Holy Spirit, if he continues to pursue after God, then he would gain a much clearer understanding of God's will.
那第八节在讲人间的遗传，世上的小学，这个到底有什么不同？
Verse 8 mentions the human philosophies and traditions, principles of the world. How are they different?
我们知道研究科学，它有一套科学的方法。
We know that in science field there is a method.
那研究哲学，它有一套哲学的方法。
And the study of philosophy also has their own set of methods.
但是要研究信仰，它有一套研究的方法。
And so too, when it comes to faith, there is a method to the study.
那研究信仰的方法，就是我们刚刚提到，要神的灵打开我们的心，有属灵的领悟力，这样我们信仰就。
The method of study of faith depends on the spiritual understanding enabled by God's Holy Spirit. Only then will we understand. This is called revelation.
那人间的遗传跟世上的小学，基本上它是从人的理性去推敲的。
Human philosophy and traditions are basically based on human understandings.
所以。 这些哲学的书有时候写得很深，你头脑没有这么聪明，你看不懂。
So these philosophy books may be very deep. If you don't have a good academic understanding, you may not understand it.
如果你头脑很聪明，下功夫，大概每一个你都看得懂。
Or if you are pretty intelligent and you study hard, you'll be able to understand it.
因为这是人的理智所推敲出来的。
For these philosophies are based on human understandings.
但是用人的理性。 没有神的启示，没有属灵的领悟力，人是不可能了解神的。
But merely by relying on human understanding and we're trying to understand God, it's impossible without God's Spirit.
所以我们就常常发现，人推出来的哲学理论，跟圣经启示的道理是冲突的。
And this is why we often find conflict between human philosophies and the teachings of Christ.
那这个冲突，你只能选择一边。
When there's a conflict, you can only pick one side.
哦，如果选择哦，哲学这边讲的很有道理。
If let's say we pick the side of the philosophy,
我就会把我的信仰放掉。
Then we will forsake our faith.
哦，那这样我们就失去了信仰。
In such way, we will lose our faith.
啊，因此我们在这个信仰的过程当中要很谨慎。
Thus, we have to be very cautious when it comes to our faith.
不要因为人间的哲学理论影响我们对主耶稣那种很单纯的信心。
Don't let human philosophies or traditions affect our simple faith in Christ.
现在有的人啊，用研究社会科学的方法来研究信仰。
Some people use the methods in sociology or psychiatry to understand faith.
所以就有所谓的宗教对话。
And this is why they have this religious dialogue.
啊，宗教对话的基本就是每个宗教都是平等的。
Within this framework of a religious dialogue, it basically considers all religion to be on equal footing.
啊，所以你讲你的，我讲我的。
Therefore, you can assert your own interpretation and I myself.
啊，那每个人你都可以去了解。
And so each person, you can understand each person's perspective.
但是这个是相对的，这不是绝对的。
But these are relative and not absolute.
所以你就去选择你觉得哪一个比较好。
So you will compare and try to figure out which one appeals to you most.
那这个在宗教对话，现在在学术界相当普遍。
And this kind of religious dialogue is gaining traction in academia.
这个学术对话对我们的信仰会有什么影响？
How will this religious dialogue affect our faith?
因为信仰是绝对的。
Because faith is absolute.
如果圣经是真理，
If the Bible is the truth,
圣经是神的话，
And the Bible is the word of God,
它是安定在天，直到永远。
It is secure in heaven till forevermore.
凡是跟圣经不一样的，就是不对。
Whatever detracts from the Bible is wrong.
哪一个信仰，它的理论跟圣经不一样，它就是不对。
Whichever religion differs from the Bible, then it's wrong.
因此，我们就发现我们的信仰跟宗教对话的基本态度是不一样的。
And we can understand from this that our faith is understanding of and compared to that of the religious dialogue is vastly different.
因此，有时候我们在基督教界里面也是一样。
And this kind of debate also goes on in the Christendom.
基督教界里面哦。这些神职工作人员啊，学历最高是天主教。
Within the Christianity field, the highest ranking are the Pope.
不是，他的学历啊，学历最高。
The people who have the highest education are the Catholic.
超每个天主教神父都是博士。
Practically all the Catholic fathers are PhD doctors.
他不但懂得希腊文、拉丁文，什么都懂。
They not only understand the Greek, Latin, but they know a lot of stuff.
但是我们仔细看天主教的信仰跟我们信仰是差很多的。
But when we study into Catholicism, their faith is so different from ours.
因为在基督教界里面呢，会跑出这么多不同的信仰的解释，最重要的关键就是没有圣灵。
The reason why you see so many denominations within Christianity today is because the key point is because there is a lack of Holy Spirit.
因为没有圣灵的开导，所以人用自己的理性来解释，所以道理就不一样。
Without the revelation from the Holy Spirit, everyone has their own interpretation of the Bible.
因此这个对基督的了解就是包括对他的话语的了解。
This understanding of Christ also encompasses understanding of his words.
然后对他救赎的计划的了解。
And also the understanding of his God, his salvation plan.
那这个救赎的计划就跟真教会有关系。
Now this salvation plan is directly related to the true church.
对教会的整个观念的了解。
And also the full understanding of what a church should be.
因此如果我们对主耶稣认识更深，
Therefore, if we gain a deeper understanding of Christ,
我们在基督教界的对话当中就不至于被迷惑。
Then we will not be persuaded by other religions.
那改变了我们的信仰。
And then alter our faith.
但是如果我们对自己的信仰不是很清楚，
However, if we are unclear about our own faith,
那有时候我们在基督教的对话里面，到最后我们对自己的信仰就模模糊糊。
then if we engage in any kind of religious dialogue with other denominations, then we will start to lose our footing.
因此我们的信仰，特别是在末世，我们对我们自己所信的是什么，这个要很清楚的认识。
In these last days, it's especially important that we know for sure what we believe in.
甚至在教会里面，
even within the church,
我们要非常的谨慎。
We have to be extra cautious.
因为各种不同的讲法，有时候也会迷惑人。
Because different kind of school of thoughts can also misguide us.
所以对真理的解释，到最后我们要用我们对圣经的了解来判断。
So when it comes to interpretation of the truth, we have to use the understanding enabled through the Holy Spirit.
所以当时世代的迷惑，就是人间的遗传，世上的小学。
We see that back then, the misguidance comes from human philosophies and traditions.
好，那在当时世代里面呢，还有一些异端的迷惑。
And of course, there were also persuasions from the heretics.
我们看二十节。
Let's read verse 20.
哥罗西书第二章的二十节。
Colossians 2 verse 20.
你们若与基督同时脱离世上的小学，为什么仍将世俗中活着，服从那不可拿、不可尝、不可摸等类的规条呢？
Therefore, if you die with Christ from the basic principles of the world, why, as though living in the world, do you subject yourself to regulations? Do not touch, do not taste, do not handle.
二十二节。
22.
这个都是照着人间所吩咐教导的，说到这个话正用的时候就败坏了。二十三节。
23.
这些规条使人徒有智慧之名，用私欲崇拜，自矫谦卑，苦待己身，其实在克制肉体的情欲上是毫无功效的。
Which all concern things which perish with the using, according to the commandments and doctrines of men, these things indeed have an appearance of wisdom in self-imposed religion, false humility and neglect of the body, but of no value against the indulgence of the flesh.
所以在保罗那个世代，
during Paul's time,
另外有一种不同的讲法，
we see that there's another school of thought,
就是要克制肉体的情欲，人要遵守一些规条，
which is in order to suppress our fleshly passion, we have to follow certain kind of self-imposed rules.
那这个规条其实是没有用。
And these regulations actually doesn't prove any value to us.
所以我们在看有的宗教信仰，
when we look at other religions or faith,
它的规条，
as we study their regulations,
遵守一套规条要来达到成圣的目的。
They follow a certain set of regulations in order to attain holiness or perfection.
比方说不能结婚，要单身。
For instance,not getting married and remaining single.
某一种食物不能吃。
Or they are forbidden from eating certain food.
要穿着某一种衣服。
Or they are restricted to wearing certain kind of garment.
那这种没有圣经的根据。
All these things have no basis in the Bible.
这个叫做规条。
These are human regulations.
这是死的。
They are dead.
这个没有办法帮助我们成圣。
They cannot help us to become holy.
那真的一个人要克制肉体这个罪性，要回到我们的信仰。
In order for a human being to suppress their sinful desires, we have to return to the faith.
只有信仰才有办法真正克制人的罪恶的本性。
Only our faith can help us overcome our sinful desires.
好，我们现在回来看第二章。
Let's turn to chapter 2.
哥罗西书第二章。
Colossians 2.
第九节。
Verse 9.
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
主耶稣是历史上的一个人。
Jesus Christ is a person who existed in history.
实实在在道道地地一个人。
He was genuinely a human being.
那神的本性有形有体的住在他里面。
You see, the fullness of God's entity dwells fully within Christ.
所以我们就看到主耶稣活了三十几年。
You see that Jesus Christ lived on earth for over 33 years.
他说，你们谁可以说我有罪？
And he asked, which one of you can point out that I'm sin?
这句话没有一个人敢讲。
No one dares to utter that statement that he's sinless.
所以有时候为什么我们要带领自己的亲人来信主很难。
This is why sometimes rather difficult to bring our own families to God.
因为跟我们住在一起，他已经把我们看透看穿了。
Because we live together, they have seen us thoroughly.
我们的软弱、缺点、个性、罪性，全部都看得清楚。
They know of all our weaknesses and frailties.
所以我们不敢讲，谁能说我有罪？
And therefore we dare not speak because no one can claim that he is sinless.
那主耶稣要钉十字架以前，
right before Jesus Christ was crucified,
至少经过两次的审判，
he had gone through two judgments at least.
那从头这样一直把他找到最后，比拉多说他没有罪。
Through very thorough studies, and Pilate declared that Jesus Christ was sinless.
为什么成为一个人啊，他能够做活出没有罪的生活？
How is it that when he became a human being in flesh, and yet he was without sin?
因为现在罪是所有一切问题的根源。
Because in today's world, all the problem traces back to the root of sin.
那主耶稣能够活出一个没有罪的生命。
And yet Jesus Christ was able to live a life without any sin.
答案就是在第八节。
The answer is
第九节
verse 9.
神的本性有形有体居住在基督里面。
For the divine character of God dwells fully in Christ.
啊，所以我们看主耶稣啊，我们忽然就发现我们的人生有一个盼望。
When we look at Jesus Christ, we suddenly discover that there is hope in life.
虽然我们带有肉体。
Even though we carry with us flesh.
就像主耶稣带有肉体。
Just like Jesus Christ also had flesh.
那既然有肉体，就有犯罪的可能。
And since we are in flesh, there will be a great possibility for sin.
但是我们渐渐能够达到不会犯罪。
But we can pursue to a degree where we will be less and less sinful.
所以我们再看第二章的第十节。
Chapter 2, verse 10.
你们在他里面也得了丰盛。
And you are complete in him.
这里说我们在主耶稣里得了丰盛。
It says here that we are complete in Jesus Christ.
因此一个人在信仰上的追求，
When a person pursues in their faith,
如果他真的在追求，他会改变。
If he is genuinely pursuing, there will be a transformation.
因为圣经给我们一个应许，要在他里面得着丰盛。
Because the Bible promises us here that we will attain perfection in Christ.
也就是说，来分享他丰盛的那个神性。
We will receive that fullness or share in the fullness of God's divine character.
我们现在看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的第一章。
Chapter 1.
哥林多后书第一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 1.
第四节。
Verse 4.
因此他将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们脱离从世上情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
Who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort which we ourselves are comforted by God.
带有肉体就有情欲。
If, since we have flesh, we have passions and emotions.
到最后就是败坏。
And Ultimately, there will be corruption.
所以这样看起来哦，没有认识耶稣，人是没有希望的。
We can see from this line of logic that without Christ, there is no hope.
但是下面又告诉我们。
It follows.
神给我们极宝贵、极大的应许。
That God has given us a great, valuable promise.
这个极宝贵、极大，就是表示说这个不是钱买得到。
This is a great and very awesome.Promise means that it's not something money can buy.
那这个是什么？
What is this?
就是最后一句话，得与神的性情有份。
That is, we will partake in God's divine character.
就是我们一个人带有罪性的人啊，渐渐的，神的神性会充满在我们里面。
Which means, though we are in flesh, however, if we pursue after Christ, gradually God's divine character will take over.
那我们犯罪就越来越少。
Then naturally, we will be less inclined to sin any longer.
我们这个人就改变了。
And we as being will be transformed.
但这个过程哦，就是我们要下功夫啊。
But this process requires effort involved.
因此，在我回来看第二章哈。
Let's turn back to Colossians chapter 2.
第二章的第六节。
Verse 6.
你们既然接受主耶稣基督，就应当遵他而行。第七节，
7.
在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，进入你们所学的教训，感谢的心更增加。
As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving.
这里说要遵主耶稣而行。
It says here that we have to follow in the footsteps of Christ.
然后第七节,
and 7.
在他里面生根建造,
and then rooted and built up in Christ.
生根好像一个植物这样哦,根往下砸下去。
To be rooted like a plant taking root into the ground.
你看我们每一个人的心的最深处, 你砸到哪里?
And if we look into the deepest part of our heart, where does it lie?
有的是砸到世上的娱乐。
Sometimes it goes to the enjoyment of the world.
有的是砸到世上的名利。
Some are after rooted in the fame and the pleasures of the world.
所以心的最深处, 每个人砸的地方不一样。
Every person's the deepest part of their root is rooted in different things.
那我们怎么知道这个心的最深处砸的地方在哪里呢?
So how do we find out where does our heart lie?
生活就是表现出来。
Our life is a reflection of the root.
所以我们过什么样的生活, 就是在反映我们心的最深处是砸在哪里。
Whatever kind of lifestyle we live is a reflection of where the deepest part of our root is.
那主耶稣的生活就是表现他心的最深处他是砸在神的上面。
The life which Jesus Christ lived is fully demonstrated where is the deepest part of his root.
所以神的本性就在他生活中表现出来。
Therefore, God's divine character is revealed fully through his life.
他有神的公义, 有神的慈爱。
He had God's righteousness and mercy and love.
过一个神喜欢的生活。
He lived a life which pleases God.
因此我们现在信仰需要什么?
So what do we need in today's faith?
就是在 主耶稣身上扎根,
we must be rooted in Jesus Christ himself.
那怎么扎根?
How do we do that?
第一个就是要认识他。
First is we need to understand him.
认识他就是从查考圣经来。
To understand Christ begins with the study of the scriptures.
那我们认识他, 这个是一面镜子, 来对照我们。
Understanding Christ can be likened to having a mirror reflecting ourselves.
我们就发现我们有很多地方需要改进。
We will discover that there are so many things that we need to improve.
我们每一次对主耶稣有新的认识, 然后对照我们自己, 我们就发现我们有新的地方需要改变。
Each time we have a new revelation and we reflect upon ourselves, we discover there are yet other places we need to improve.
这是第一点。
This is the first.
第二点就是祷告。
Second is through prayer.
一直跪下去祷告, 圣灵把神的本性浇灌在我们心里。
We kneel down and pray, then God will, through the Holy Spirit, pour down His divine character into us.
所以圣灵一充满, 就是神住在我们里面。
So whenever our Holy Spirit is filled or full, then that means God's full character is within us.
那神住在我们里面, 就是神的本性啊, 就是丰丰富富地降在我们身上。
When God dwells within us, then His godly nature is also revealed fully in us.
那这个人要改变就很自然。
When this happens, a person can transform very easily.
因为这是神的本性充满, 所以改变就很自然。
Because once we are full of God's nature, it's very easy to transform ourselves.
所以如果没有在主耶稣里面生根建造,
therefore, if a person does not become rooted and built up in Christ,
心跟主耶稣连在一起,
our heart is not connected to Christ.
只是外表遵守一些规条,
if a person merely obeys having the appearance of obeying the commandments on the surface, that is not going to bring about any transformation.
所以我们怎么在生活有实际的改变?
How can we genuinely transform in our daily life?
离不开圣经的话, 还有圣灵的充满。
Means that we cannot depart from keeping God's word, walking in it and having the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
但是这个目标是世上的小学, 还有一些宗教的规条达不到的。
But this kind of goal cannot be attained through human philosophy or traditions.
只有在基督里面认识他，生根建造，才能够达得到。
Only through understanding Christ and being rooted in Him through the fullness of understanding, so we can attain it.
神的奥秘就是基督。God's
mystery is Jesus Christ.
唱诗。
Sing him.
133.
133.